So sitting in a posture which is comfortable, but not too comfortable. Sitting straight, but not too straight. You're sitting too straight, then you'll notice difficulty in breathing. You're sitting in a way that promotes a sense of self-reliance. Or learning how to put forth effort without strain. So if we try too hard, then we become tense, the mind will not gather in samadhi. If too loose, mind will wander off. Finding that balance. In the famous simile, the Buddha compared meditation playing a lute or a stringed instrument. If the string is too tight, you don't get a good sound. If the string is too loose, you don't get a good sound. You have to tune the string just the right amount of tension. The challenge is to be able to give an absolute interest and respect for every single breath. So imagining each new breath as a new beginning in the meditation. So your goal is not to be mindful, for a long period of time, but one single in-breath and out-breath, and then repeat that. So you may compare it to a potter making pots. Every breath is a new pot. So we've been talking today, or been answering questions and had dealing with anger, resentment, feelings of being rejected, abandoned. All kinds of negative emotions that part of normal human life. So how can we develop the inner resources to deal with those kinds of challenges in life? The practice of meditation is a very practical and effective way. Sustaining awareness in the present moment, using an object such as the breath as an anchor or a focus, and thereby revealing all other mental phenomena are simply mental states that arise and pass away. You can watch a movie, play a video game, be completely absorbed for hours. But that's not samadhi, because there's no effort involved. So if you're going to stay with the breath, you must put forth this wise effort, otherwise the mind won't stay with the breath. So it's a challenge to your intelligence and ingenuity and find a way to persuade the mind to be content with the sensation of the breath. One reflection which helps involves reflecting that all the great masters, all the great enlightened beings, the past 2,500 more years have followed this path of practice. No one's ever come up with a new, better way of practice. But this seemingly simple mundane activity of being aware of the breathing in and breathing out of the body is powerful. So powerful that it can lead to true liberation. So observe when in the cycle of in-breath and out-breath, you tend to lose your mindfulness. It may well be towards the end of the out-breath. So that's the time to intensify the effort. The word Buddha means awakened. This is the quality of the mind in meditation. It is wide awake. So if your mind's getting very stiff or blurry, then that is not the path of the Buddha. Path of the Buddha is the mind's very clear and bright. There's a joy in the practice. So if you're now meditating on the point that you've chosen, the end of the nose, for instance, if you find the mind becoming stiff or sleepy, then just return to this full body awareness. It's a way of opening the mind out. Just enjoy that feeling of the breath entering and leaving the body. All the feelings from the head down to the toes. And mindfulness has been reestablished. Then return to the point at which you are observing the breath. So just one in-breath at a time, one out-breath at a time. No hurry, nothing else needs to be done. Don't need to go anywhere, do anything. This is your work, this is your challenge right now. To be clear, bright, awake for the whole duration of an in-breath. To be clear, to be bright, to be awake for the whole duration of the out-breath.